Morning, Rabbi. Parsha Shavua, Parsha Tisoy. We read, Vasem Tiyuli, Mamleches, Koyhanim, V'Goy Kodesh. The Tachlis of Kabbalah Sepere was to turn us into a Mamleches Koyhanim. Not that Lamaise we have to be Zera Aaron, because that doesn't work. The concept of the Koyhen in the Torah, you see also in this parasha, says that the Kohanim, Al Yigshu, that they shouldn't go up to Har Sinai. Who were the Kohanim? It wasn't Aaron Bonot. Kohanim, says Rashi, was the Bechoyrim. The term of a Kohen is Mesharet Hashem. We find, for example, in the Torah many times when the Torah refers to a Rav, to a Poisek, says Valachta la Kohanim Alevim Ashayu Bayamim Ahem. You go to the Rav, you go to the Kohen. The Kohen and Rav is almost the same thing. The concept of a Kohen is a Shliach, an intermediary between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Modern society has taught us equality. All men are equal. Tira disagrees. Tira doesn't say all men are equal. Tira says people are different. Used to be, could be some people still have the minhag when they bake matzahs. So they used to bake Leila Seder. They used to bake matzahs. They used to bake three matzahs. Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. That was the tzur of Kol Yisrael in all generations. That's the way things were. Everything was Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. And the reason is simple, because when you're going up, you go upstairs. So there's steps. Each step, one is above the other. When you're trying to go up to Har Sinai, you're trying to get close to Hashem. So there's different levels. There's Moshe, there's Aaron, there's the Kohanim, there's the Levim. And that's the way Kol Yisrael is built, with links of a chain. So the thing was mavdil. Says generally, tibatim raboisa. You don't say lehavdil about a yid, but the ma'aser tira says lehavdil. The avdilas alavim liyois li. The avdilas akohanim mitoch alavim is the al mitoch alavim. It says havdola mitoch havdola. Mam is a double havdola. To select the smetne from the smetne of took out the kohanim. And they're supposed to be pnuyim la'avod et Hashem. Mishalti Hashem. That's their tafkid. That's what they're built for. And why is it like that, Lamaise? It says because Aaron HaKohen was zeche, b'schus of the two things. He had ayin toivo and lev toiv. It says in last week's parasha, when Moshe was coming, the week before, when Moshe didn't want to do the shlichus of Hashem, So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Zayne Aaron yitzel lekrasecha v'zeracha v'somach beliboy." And Chazal say, if he'd realized, he might would have bought a ten instrument band to accompany him. He had tremendous simchah seeing his younger brother oyle legdulo. Ayn toivo, cares about others, and lev toiv. The special tchun of Aaron HaKohen is oyev esabriyos. It's a special tchun of Aaron, and it's a tchun that is instilled in his children ad oylam. It's a special tchun of Kohanim. That's the way their mechanism is they have their oyev zavriyos, they have lev toiv, and they have a special segula to be mekarev the Torah. And the Melech, they were chosen the deiri deiris be'etah to be Oyned lifne Hashem and be panui to avoid us Hashem. These two tchunas of lev toiv and ayin toiva, like any plant, when you grow it from a seed, it has to be developed. It has to be fertilized. It has to be watered. It has to have the proper climate to grow. The climate that the Kohanim grow in is a special mitzvah de Ra'isa called the Kiddushin. The Dashtar brings out of the Kohanim all the inherent potential they have inside them. The Chofetz Chaim counts, I think, around 200, some, a little over 200 mitzvahs deraisa that are noig bezman hazeh. Out of Tayyad mitzvahs, 650, we only have a third that are noig bezman hazeh. A very large majority of them come our way once in the blue moon. The potential to have a mitzvah deraisa is does not necessarily come our way every day. Even, for example, benching, which is the deraisa, we're not always full, because that's what we do. There's a mitzvah deraisa that every yid can do several times a day. And that's mitzvah tikidashta. And unfortunately, we normally pass right by it, like an avida shein l'simonim, and just keep going, as if nothing happened. I'm going to, Be'ez Hashem, bring some examples of how we pass by mitzvah tikidashta on a regular basis. But it's important to also realize that this tikidashta is a to'elet for us. It's hard. It's hard to elevate somebody above ourselves. It's difficult. But this mitzvah elevates God's Klal Yisrael. It gives Klal Yisrael the tzura that it's supposed to have. Chazal say, there is a pasuk, the kiddushta l'chol dovah shebekdusha, l'shoach rishon, l'vorech rishon, v'litoil mone yofe rishon. So, I'll explain a little bit later, that l'chol dovah shebekdusha does not necessarily mean only for a mitzvah, for example. Dovah shebekdusha, like tefillin, mezuzahs, whatever. L'chol dovah shebekdusha means anything that's special, unique, that elevates the Kohen in any way. In other words, when we say Lehakidimo Lechol Dovo Shebekdusha, I mean not Lehakidimo Lechol Dovo, because for example, if the question is, okay, who's going to take out the garbage? The Kohen is first, right? Kohen, no. Lehakidimo Lechol Dovo that makes him feel Choshu. That's the type of Lechol Dovo Shebekdusha. We'll explain a little bit later how we see this in various examples. So the first example is Liftoach Rishon. Liftoach Rishon, Chazal learned out, for example, in when we have Kriya Satira tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. So we let the Kohen get the first Aliyah. Why? We'll machshid the Kohen. Now, I seriously doubt most people have Kavono when the Kohen gets up to the Mitzvah's Ezra de Rikidashim. Mitzvah Shoet. Mitzvah's Rikhoit Kavono. Kosanim de Raisin. Mitzvah Sirus Kavona. If we do a mitzvah without having Kavona, we were not yay to the mitzvah. And if a person just has Kavona, when a Kohen gets up, oh, now I have mitzvah Zikidashtoi. I laid film this morning, Ruach Hashem. But on Tzitzis, I did Zikidashtoi. Ah, Givaldi. Have Kavona when a Kohen gets up for Aliyah, the Maise, I could be Moichai, I could tell the Gabbai, listen, why him? Why not me? No. I let the Kohen be first. It's Mitzvah Kiddushin. As we mentioned before, Mitzvah Kiddushin is not only an issue that has to do with mitzvahs. It's also in other things. But definitely, although Kriya Sotera is a special takana that that the Kohen cannot be Moichel, but we were marked only the Kohen should get a first Aliyah, even if he's not Moichel, which we'll discuss a little bit more. But In other situations, let's say for example, there's a chabura of spelling whatever that they get together in the evening or something, and they take turns saying a shir to each other. I've seen in many kehilos they have on Shabbos, for example, so they take turns who's going to say a shikul chabura to the whatever. So one should mechaber the Kohen to be first. Liftoach Rishon. And not just in Divrei Torah, even in Yonah De'Alma. If, for example, there's a shul meeting, and there's an issue of bringing up various issues of it, if there's a Kohen who would like to speak, we let him speak first. Kohen has the right to speak first. In a board meeting, obviously we're talking about Fum Yidin, But if there's a bargaining of some sort and there's no special seder that the people should be speaking, one should be aware of the Quran. The Quran should speak first. Now, this sounds strange to you because we've lost the feeling for this. The heritage for a Quran, when you go to somebody and ask him, I do it very often, I say, tell me something, who is a Quran in your area? I'm thinking, Quran, I've seen him. We have no Hagosha. You should ask the Gabi of the Shul, he'll probably have a list of Quranim. What happened to the Kiddushin? What should when you look at a Kohen, we should look at him sort of like a lulav. Shake it. It's an opportunity. It's a special opportunity. Can you imagine if you were on the first day of Sukkot and you had no avas on you, and all of a sudden you walk up in the street and you saw Mamish Amudri and it said Hefti on it. Mamish, wow! What a tremendous simcha! I can be asking me to the Raisa Agibaldi. And we pass right next to a coin and nothing. We don't even think. We don't even pay attention. Nothing. So, the Shtoach Rishon, being aware of the kahuna, we can teach our children the mitzvah of the Kiddushin. Children should be taught, and I know this sounds funny, because it's very strange to us, but children should be taught when there's a baseball game. So when the question is, who goes up first? The answer is the Kohen. Kiddushin. I know it sounds funny, but it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. The kids should learn a Kohen comes first. Like we teach them to lay tefillin, we teach them to shake a lulav, we teach them all the mitzvahs. Mitzvah the Kiddushin and Mitzvah the Raisa, we have to instill in them. A Kohen is the under the Bria. The other issue Chazal mentioned is Levorach Rishon. Now Levorach Rishon is particularly an issue for Kohanim, because Chazal says, Toiv Ayin Hu Yevorach. Hu Yevorach, that's the Rosh Chazal. The Koyach of Brocha, to bring Brocha down to the world, is a special tchunas Kohanim. What did Kohanim do in Beit HaMikdash? They did two things. They brought our Avoida to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they subsequently brought down Shefa from the Ribbono Shel Olam down to us. That's the Birkas Kohanim. It says, Vayered Lasa Yitzachatos, right after the Korban, after he brought the Korban to Hashem, so he then Omal Vayvor Hatzah. That's the time to bring Brocha. He brings the our Avoida up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he brings Shefa down to us. The Kohen of Brocha, bring down blessings. Who doesn't need Brocha? We need Shefa Brocha, that's Slacha. And the Kohen of Brocha is a Kohen. Chazal say when a Kohen gives the Duchen, when he gives a Brocha, Pasha is even not Duchen. It's not Brocha of a Kohen. It says when the Kohen gives Brocha, so he is not giving the Brocha. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Vani Avarachem. Imagine, let's say we could go today and get a Brocha from the Gur. Get a Brocha from Yerizal. Go get a Brocha from Atane. If you go to Koyen and you ask him, get a Brocha. Get a Brocha from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vani Avarachem. It's a Kabbalah Gazach. First of all, it's a Brocha from a Tzadik. Now, it may be worth mentioning that there is a Zohar Musaf in Chazal called Kohen Amoritz. Kohen Amoritz is almost touted as Sasa. Because a Kohen, in principle, his whole function is not to be an Amoritz. His whole function is to be Eved Hashem, a Shliach Hashem. And I think to a large degree, if we have Kohanim Amoritz, it's because we're not Yoytzim Mitzvah Zekidashtim. If you go to Princeton and you look at him as if he's a Rav, that's sitting like a Rav. If I'm a Rav, I should really be learning. You know, this is if we look up to Kohanim and you say, Pasnisht, Kohanim, you should be something else altogether. If we view him that way, he will be like that. He will be like that. That's the human nature. And so in Echinami we have trouble with the concept of you know, so he's a Kohen Amoritz. I mean, I'm supposed to get a Brocha from him. Taka, yeah, ask him for a Brocha. He'll feel good. and he'll be moirid the special shefa bracha that he's able to be moirid, and he'll feel like he should really be bringing out his kahuna more. The simple example of levorach rishon is a kiddush, when there's a kiddush in shul. So we make kiddush several times. Okay, you know, who's making kiddush? The answer is obviously the kohen. The kohen says bracha. He's especially in the sugo. A bris, for example, there's various kibbutim. Now, generally speaking, kibbutim go to the mishpacha. So the rule is, we're mechaber the kohen rishon when he's shaykh in the parsha. If he's not shaykh in the parsha, so really he's not. Chazal say, for example, a chosin yeshiv v'rosh. A chosin, when there's a simcha, there's a chosin, he sits at the head of the table. Why does he sit at the head of the table? Chazal say, ki chosin yichahen pe'er. Ma kohen yeshiv v'rosh. Af chosin yeshiv v'rosh. Who would think for a minute to put the chosin not at the head of the table? So how do we know this? Because just like a kohen sits in the mizrach, because just like a kohen sits at the table, so the mela also, we learn in the passage that also a chosin sits at the head of the table. But a kohen sits at the head of the table. Now, if you have a simcha, for example, and you have a, you know, a head table, whatever, and you bring Yankel, who's a third cousin, and put him at the head of the table, and Nebuch Yankel really came for 5 minutes just to say Malka Tov. And if you put him at the head of the table, look, he's a kohen. And he obviously, you know, he can't, whatever. That's not being mechaber the kohen. I mean, he'll feel uncomfortable. Everyone asking him, like, what? So if he's not shayach, obviously the parasha, we're not talking about that. But in a field that things are more or less equal, so we ask the kohen, we're mechaber him, particularly in a vade, in a bracha, birkas hamazon, in sheva brachas. All these, whatever brachas, we try as far as we can to give to a kohen. And yes, if possible, to give him a b'chubad kaseding. So we mentioned liftoach rishon and levorach rishon. The third issue Chazal bring up, which is a little bit more difficult, is litol mone yofa rishon. Now here we see, as we mentioned before, the L'chol Dabosh B'Kedusha does not necessarily mean Inyone Mitzvah. It means when you're sitting down to the table and you're serving people, and one of them is a kohen, so you give him the first serving. You give him the choice serving. If, for example, take, for example, a simcha, okay, where people sit down to the table and they all serve themselves. So there's only so many portions. And let's say, you know, there's whatever we offer the kohen to choose his portion first, whichever he would like. These are things in Ma'aseh B'chol Yom. These are opportunities that we just go pass right by. So litol yomani yafarishim is one simple example. Another example, which also sounds foreign to our, you know, to our minds, unfortunately. Some shuls have parking lots. Yeah. And normally there's a special parking place for rabbis. Why is it not a place for the kohen? Yes, I know, it sounds funny, but it's a mitzvah d'oraita to be like, why didn't Chazal tell us to take a special place for parking for kohanim? So, Iyun, why they didn't mention it? But in modern day and age, we have to, like, you know, open our eyes a little bit and think, you know, like, a kohen, we have to view him as being moved out mitzvah ami. He's a special, on a different plateau, and we have to relate to him as such. It's our lulav, it's our mitzvah deraisa, and it'll be our to'elet bezoshan, because the kohanim have a special craft to bring brocha to Kol Yisrael. And we need tremendous brocha. We mamish, and by bringing the proper tzura to Kali soil, we're Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be zeicha. So that's the example of parking. Another less pleasant example is probably the issue of, let's say I'm waiting in line at the bank, and a coin walks in. Do I need to give him my place in line? Okay, now here it's a little bit complicated, because if there's three people behind me, So I can't keep him my place in line, but I can't tell him to come before him because I'm putting him before them. Maybe I should switch with him and go to the end of the line. But I call upon him. So here Lamaise, the oil is broken for various reasons. I'm not sure exactly what the reason is, but I think the kule alme, if we do have an opportunity to do such a thing, and it doesn't take up too much time or whatever. For example, I'm last person online, and I'm not in a tremendous hurry, and a coin walks in right behind me. So I say, no. Again, it depends if we can afford it. There's various chashbonos to be made. One is, for example, that the bank is makbid on who stands online where, and therefore I'm a geder of an oreach. If, for example, I'm staying by somebody, and there's me and a kohen, and the balabais is mechabed me before the kohen, I'm not supposed to tell the balabais, it's not my place to tell the balabais what to do. So since the balabais in the bank wants everybody to stand online, not according to ethnic, race, or culture, or anything else, so memele, there's still a kafeda balabais that thinks. So I asked a very big poisik once, people were waiting online in this house to check their lulavim. So a kohen was waiting online, and he mentioned to somebody, he said, Sukkot this year falls on Shabbos. B'meile, the gans arba meaning is the rabbon. But if you let me in front of your line, you get a geraisa. So the rabbi's moiche. He said, no, you wait on mine. So lichoyro to get out of balabai. I asked the maitre why he was moiche. Lichoyro, I didn't get a clear answer from him. But lichoyra, I think the taina was basically that when you start pulling stick with place online, so he'll say I'm a tamid chochem, it becomes a ganta balagan, and therefore let's just make things simple and every way it's online and that's it. So, we mentioned the issue of placing online, for example, it's important to realize that a Talmid Chacham comes before a Kohen. The whole function of a Kohen, the whole chashivus of a Kohen, is be'etzim that he's at least a potential Talmid Chacham. That's his whole function, is being a Talmid Chacham. If he's not fulfilling his potential, and there's a Yisrael, even a Mamzer, who's fulfilling his potential, so we give precedence to the one who's fulfilling his potential rather than the one who just has potential. This is the exception to the rule is Kriyas HaTeira. Kriyas HaTeira, Chazal made a special takana de Rabbonon, Nidake Shalom, that there shouldn't be a whole issue, that Kohen is always first. Now, if you go into shul and you find they give Choshev Rav before the Kohen, don't be surprised. There's definitely a lot of makom in the play scheme that when he's a miuchah to the Zeroyas, a very, very big Talmid Chochem, so he's taka koidim to the Kohen. We're not knowing it normally nowadays, just because things get very complicated. But in principle, a Talmid Chochem is koidim to a Kohen. Lady, is there a kiddushah by a lady? Mechalek is a play scheme. From what I've gone into the whole Shaila, although I've seen various places that say there isn't, but the riots they bring to me seem insignificant to be moitzi michalal the kiddushah of Kohen of Levim. And lichoyra is definitely makom insofar as possible. Again, for example, there's a kiddush. Somebody asks the kiddush anyway. My, what's the kiddush for me? Give it to a lady. Efshal kenzai. It might be a kiddushah. A coin cotton. So there's a mechalekis of Yakiv Eger and Megid Avram when there's only one coin in shul and he's not 13 yet. Do we give him an aliyah? He's a coin. But my mikaradin, you can give a cotton an aliyah. So do we give him an aliyah rishon? Mechalekis, the first thing my mina goyim is not. I believe the mechalekis of Yakiv Eger and Megid Avram is only because the giving a cotton aliyah is not normally acceptable. But in stam, a regular oisim, where you can be, give a cotton covered, a kohen cotton, lichoira, lichoira pocho is the diakra da abua here, of covered for his father, the wumachti, the kahuna. And I think the same is true about a eshes kohen, a bas kohen. I'm not sure you yoitz the ikar mitzvah of the rais of the kiddash by then. And that's the machlekes, I mean, it's machlekes for the kivah and the gen of Rom. A kol panim is a sovig de rais. Those are good. But a kol panim, it could be the kul alme where yoitz a mitzvah of the rais, it's just not a chiyuv de rais. So definitely, as far as possible, one should try to be mechadid a kohen cotton, an eshes kohen. We only have a few more minutes. I think the most important of the kiddush that we have nowadays, during the last 50, 100 years, the issue of tumas mes for kohanim has become very, very prevalent. It used to be people lived in a house. It was one room, two room, and that was it. Houses were not connected to each other. Each house was separate. People didn't travel very much. Medical issues were very minimal. A doctor would come to the house and give some herbs, whatever it was. That was it. The issue of tumas mes was not so nagia. Basic bogus was out of town. That was it. With urban congestion, modern medicine, and modern travel, those three things have created historical issues for kohanim as far as tumas mes. To give you one example, I was yesterday in Bayat Hospital. Kohanim, you know, they're also human beings, and they have to go to hospital sometimes. Now, in Bayat Hospital, for example, there's an average of 15 nistalim a day, I believe. The average nistal stays in the hospital itself before getting to the mortuary for around 3 hours a day. Which means that for 45 out of 24 hours, there's a niftar in the hospital. He says, average of two niftarim in the hospital at any given moment. There's no doorways between the floors, so it's all under one roof, basically. It's as if it's all one floor open to each other. There are doors to the ward, which obviously open all the time, because people are coming in and out all the time. So it's kimat not shayach for a kohen not to be in oil and mess by going to a hospital. Now, you're right, the large majority of them are akum, but the Shulchan Aruch says it's also for kohen to be metame to akum also. It's machlokes rishonim, machlokes tanoim, machlokes amoraim, rishonim, machoraim. It's, and the ma'isa, the shaila is it called a sofik d'orais l'chumra, kohen Rabbi Kivega, or kohen Chazon Ish, and the Rabbi Yishu hold that it's mutar mi'ikar adin. In other words, yikoy v'din et ahar, we hold it's takum mutar. But Lamaisa, who wants to get into such a big gas machlekes, so mele, a kohen should stay away. A kol panim, Shulchan Aruch paskins the hedya, that a kohen should not go into oil and rest of akum. Besides the fact that out of the 15, the numbers I take are not, you know, official, you know, whatever, of that hospital, but this is from what I managed to get together. And I believe the same is true about other similar hospitals that the Yidden use. Two out of the 15 are Yidden, which means you have an average of 6 hours a day of tumas yisroel in the hospital. In other words, if a person is in the hospital for 4 hours, okay, it's kimat not shayach, he wasn't nitma to yisroel. Okay? What's nafkamina? It's a question, not a question. Nafkamina is very simple. We have a base of on you in Yerushalayim, the Maisa. We get phone calls from all over the world. It's a hotline. For kohanim, it's a special base of for kohanim. And one of the very prevalent questions is, my aunt is sick in hospital, she wants me to visit her. Can I visit her in hospital? The answer is, it's a problem. But she'll be very upset and she'll be very this. If people realize how much they're complicating Kohanim's life, what kulas they're going into. It's not nice, it's not this, it's not that. People should realize it's not pashut. The Kohanim have a special achayus, have special issues. A carpool, for example, I have to stop now. A carpool, for example, that drives under this sach places in London where there's trees growing accompanied with oil akum, many places over oil kibre akum. And people are driving around all the time, and they take a carpool and they're cutting him in the car. A baby, a crying baby. It's called taking the baby and stripping him with Yisurim. It's Parshat. And we have to be aware, we Baruch Hashem, we have kahuna among us. It's a special bracha, it's a special matonim in Hashemayim. And we have to hold it and consider it as precious as it is. And the more we value it, the more we'll be zeichet to get from it.